as I read the gospel lesson for today, the Lord began to speak through to me through that. And it's the same thing He's been speaking now for months with me. And I just wonder if y'all are the same way. Has the Lord ever taken you to this place where it's like it's just constantly the same thing over and over again, and you're like going like, well, no, Lord. You're like, can you do something good? You know? And so I was kind of griping with the Lord a little bit, and He said, well, what do you want, a Happy Meal? Yeah. Do you want to go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal and get you a toy to play with? Or do you want real substance and everything? I said, well, Lord, Happy Meals are fun. But I guess in this case, we'll just go with whatever you got. And so the thing that I want to look at in this gospel is the there's several things here that, because I looked at this, it's very difficult, and I'm going to really struggle to keep the time here, because there's just so much here. But the thing that I noticed was, first thing was the thing with the Pharisees, and He said, you know, like, you seek a sign, but I'm not going to give you a sign. And I'm just thinking about that as Brackman's reading this, like, are you kidding me? I mean, how many signs did He already give them? I mean, really? If somebody, like, came to something, fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread, I'd take that as a pretty good sign. I'd be like, that impressed me very much, you know. I'd be going like, okay, this guy's a holy guy, for sure. But apparently no signs were worthy of the Pharisees. It's because they were not really seeking truth. They were just seeking to get answers to continue doing what they always did. And so then when we drop farther down into this gospel, it's Jesus, we find the apostles doing what we do, murmuring and complaining, because they weren't having their needs met in the moment. Their need was, and again, it's like amazing. They were complaining because they had a loaf of bread, and they were complaining. And they had fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread. There was only 13 people in that boat. Really? Think about that. 13 people, 1 loaf of bread. 5,000 plus women and children. Everybody goes from anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 people got fed with 5 loaves of bread. And you're murmuring and complaining because you've only got 1 loaf of bread. And so, you know, the question in that is, of course, we do the same thing. You know, we do the same thing. No matter how many times God provides for us, no matter how miraculously He does that, you know, in just a matter of a few weeks or months, something comes up and we're murmuring, complaining again. Oh, God, are you going to meet me? We're begging, we're pleading, we're just like we call every prayer chain, we call everybody we know, you know, like, you know, about this need that we have that is really a lesser need than the one that was met a few weeks ago. So we all do that, I think. Or is it only me that does that? Okay. Good. I sometimes feel like I'm the only one. But we all have that tendency because that's our human nature to do that. So Jesus takes a moment here. And I wasn't paying enough attention when Bracken read it from the ESV version. But I wanted to just read it kind of from the New American Standard. He says, do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart? Then he says, starts talking about being, before that he's talking to them about the leaven of the Pharisees. He says, beware. In my version, it's in capital letters with a big exclamation mark. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And so I started, trying to look up things about Herod, about Pharisees, as to what was this leaven that he was talking about. And why was there 2 people mentioned? And what did that represent? See, God doesn't just do things. to just do things. Everything is in purpose and is to reveal something about him and his nature of holiness and righteousness and glory and love. And so the first thing was the Pharisees, of course, and those are the ones that they've just been complaining and wanting a sign. And so think about that. You know, here you are, you're in a boat, a little boat, so you can't get away from it. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. After he had just talked about the Pharisees. So how, you know, can you just kind of think in terms of, okay, how does that make you feel, man? And he's telling you, like, you're not much better than they are. You've got to beware of the leaven that they represent. Because Scripture tells us that a little bit of leaven affects the whole lot. And so that's the way it is with sin. And especially a sin of unbelief. Now, one of the leavens that the Pharisees represent, and they can represent many, this is just a very one thing that I took out of this, is that the Pharisees was really good at was sinning and then paying the price. They'd go get a goat or whatever. And so they operated in this world of, like, it's okay to sin because I just get a goat. Or I get a pigeon or a dove or a cow or whatever the sacrifice called for. They worked within a framework of strictly of total law that worked, that they didn't even understand, because for them the law represented their convenience to do what they wanted to do because they had figured out some way to appease God through the offering of sacrifices. So how often do we do that? How often do we fall off into something and we're kind of like fixing to do it or kind of getting involved in it, where it's like we become angry at the cashier at Walmart or the lady that didn't give you the right toy in the Happy Meal? You know? We kind of slide off into that, and we work within our head and go, well, I know this is wrong, and I really shouldn't, but, she could quit talking to all of her friends and just simply check out my 2 hours. I have things that are important that I need to do. And I know God loves me with God's grace. I know I probably shouldn't do this, but, and I'll go to confession. And I'll take communion. That's what the Pharisees did. They lived their lives in the world of buts, so that they could get away with other things. So that's was the reason that Jesus was so hard on the Pharisees. And the leaven of Herod was the leaven of protectionism. There was 3 Herods in the Bible, and this is the last one. But all 3 of them had this one outstanding characteristic. If they didn't like you, they killed you. If you threatened them, they killed you. All of them killed thousands and thousands of people, each one of them. Of course, you know, the first Herod was the one who slaughtered the innocents when Christ was born. The last Herod killed about 3,000 people because he felt threatened. So there's that leaven of protectionism that we all have, that we try to protect ourselves from the things of this world that goes on around us. It's that leaven that causes us to walk by the person that is asking for food or for a small handout. It's the leaven that causes us to drive by the person with a flat tire, the old lady. That's the leaven of Herod. He was talking. And those are 2 things, those 2 types of leaven are so utterly destructive in the Christian heart. And that's why he's called them. He called to them in a loud voice, saying, beware. Beware. Do not live your life being leavened by these things. Live your life in dependency on me. In relationship with me. the laws of the Old Testament were pretty severe, but they were nowhere near as severe as the law of love. And what we say in the very beginning of the service, the two commandments. It says none are greater. And those commandments are simply the law of love that we all break all the time. We confess every time at Eucharist that I have not loved you with my whole heart, or my neighbors, myself. Because pretty much every one of us does do that. We do that daily. We miss those opportunities to invite Christ to simply live out a law of love through us. Because one is we're afraid. We're afraid that if we stop for the one, we're afraid that if we let love flow out of us, that it will cost us something that's precious to us. You know. So anyway, as Jesus said to the disciples, beware. Be aware that He will lead you and guide you, and He'll live His life through you, so that these leavens become less and less of an effect in your life, and so that you live more of a life of love, joy, peace, and happiness, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.